Am I more Chinese or Dutch? Even though my parents had a Chinese restaurant, I'm pretty good in maths, and I've played piano for years. I don't think I inherited so much from them. Certainly because I was so ashamed of my own roots. Hi, my name is Wing Yan Man, but call me Wing, since that's much easier to pronounce and to remember. During this walk today, I will show you a bit on how my life looks like and what occupies my mind. Welcome to my wondrous world. My normal work routine has started again, but unfortunately, I don't bike to my office anymore. And I can almost literally make coffee from out of my chair. To prevent myself from gaining as much weight as I eat, I have started playing tennis again after a 10-year stop. And fortunately, my ice hockey practices and games have also begun. Nevertheless, the corona crisis made me rediscover the joy of going on long walks. When I just started my company, I often went for a stroll to prepare for workshops, just like now. Soon, I will give a talk on mental health for a group of employees. To invite this audience to be vulnerable, I always share a personal story. At this moment, I'm looking for an example to show that we all feel lonely sometimes. Shall I use the example of how I'm usually the only Asian person wherever I present? This often strikes a chord, because the chances are high that this particular audience confirms this fact again. Or a more surprising one, that as a civil engineer, I'm involved in a dominant patriarchal environment but refuse to fill my closet with dungarees. On the weekend, you often find me walking in the city center of Amsterdam, especially at Spui. There I enjoy getting inspired by all the magazines, books, and design stores.
How?
Wow. I didn't think I would ever hear this on the street anymore. In a country with about 1.7 million first to third generation Asians, and especially in a multicultural city such as Amsterdam, you would expect that the people would see me as one of their own, just another Dutch person. But oh well, if I look around in shop displays, the cover of magazines, and on billboards, I barely see any role models that look like me. Whatever. I'm getting tired of my instant coffee at home, and therefore I'd like to treat myself for a real cup of joe when I'm out. Let me order.
Good morning. What do you want to order?
Nou, doe mij maar een halve cappuccino.
Oh, okay. Om mee te nemen?
Ja, graag. Odd. Do I look like a tourist? Or maybe she wants to practice her English? Let me help her. Has it been any busier now the restaurants and cafes are allowed to be open again?
Yes, most definitely. The city is packed with tourists again. But fortunately, these Chinese annoying people are not here. You know, if China didn't spread that virus, the whole world wouldn't be in such much trouble now. Where do you actually come from?
I come from a small village near Apeldoorn, in the east of the Netherlands.
No, I mean, where do you really come from?
My parents were born in Hong Kong. Am I more Chinese or Dutch? Even though my parents had a Chinese restaurant, I'm pretty good in maths, and I've played piano for years. I don't think I inherited so much from them. Certainly because I was so ashamed of my own roots. Being called chink, poop Chinese, people who mimic my eyes, those things have driven me to make sure that at least they can never insult me on my behavior, my eating habits, or the way I talk. Adapting to my environment went pretty smoothly, if you love potatoes and milk like me, and when studying in a very white town, far, far, far in the countryside. Onmeunig mooi! As they say how awesome it is. But during my burnout, I noticed that continuously trying to fit in a box did take its toll. Like being one of the guys during my studies, watching Mythbusters every day too, and replacing my dresses with tracksuits when going to class. To convince the older generation in my corporate job that young people are not as spoiled and stupid as they think, by not permitting myself to make any mistake. And day in, day out, make sure to behave as a model Dutch citizen. Fully integrated, knowing the lyrics of every local song, always obeying the rules, so there will always be a positive image of Chinese people. It didn't help that my parents would rather have had an obedient, introverted daughter with traditional Chinese values. With a respected senior position in a big multinational, before I was even 30 years old, I was doing very well in the ideal box I put myself in. But how much I desired to stay in there, my body told me that this is not who I really am, and pulled the plug. To prevent me from having a second mental breakdown, it was time to take myself seriously, and to acknowledge that with my unconsciously adapting my behavior, I unconsciously lost bits of myself. It was time to face my fears, to understand how I was formed throughout the years, to return to who I truly am. It was 2017 when I first put down my thoughts on paper in a blog called Hunky Punky Shanghai, How Kindergarten Has Taught Me That Discrimination Is Okay. And in 2019, I've created an escape room to let white people feel the reality of a person of color in a fun, interactive way. That was exciting and scary at the same time, especially to tell my parents about it. What if they think I'm just complaining over nothing? That I'm ungrateful for everything they gave me, for which they worked their butts off all these years in the kitchen? Seeking attention, and especially for something that could damage the image of our race? Why on earth would you do that? Their friends will probably say that they have done an appalling job raising their daughter and should be ashamed. Keep quiet, put on a friendly smile, work hard. Hey China, bitch! Watch where you're going! I have right of way on a pedestrian crossing, right? Should I have said something back? What? White prick? Asshole? How ashamed would they be of me, the other Asians here on the street? You're so sensitive. It is the third context that I hear this. First from my parents, when I stood up for myself after hearing that criticism on my white behavior for the millionth time. Then from my boomer co-worker, when I, as the only female and as the youngest of the team, told them emotionally how they messed up by their own wrongdoing. Now, from my environment, even friends, concerning the debate on discrimination led by the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes, of course I think discrimination is important to discuss. And I have foreigners as friends too, you know? But I just don't get why it's such a sensitive topic now. Can't they just grow more confidence and not complain so much? Otherwise, they can always go back to their own country.
Maybe I am just a very sensitive person. But who should have given me that confidence then? My kindergarten teacher, who at every birthday joyfully sang Hunky Punky Shanghai, a song mocking my Asian roots? Or that high school teacher, who despite my very good grades, put me up with a tutor for years because Dutch is not my native tongue? Or from the people who would say, Hello, it's just a joke. Before you think that I put on Justin's Cry Me a River and beat myself to sleep every day, don't you worry. By sharing my story, which took me quite some courage, I've learned that now, as grown-ups, we can conquer our demons and will not be laughed at anymore. That there always be people that feel the same as I do. I have turned my pain into something positive. With my experience, I can take away a bit of loneliness from someone else. Not with a difficult study or formula, but just by sharing and listening. Thank you for listening to my story, and I hope to inspire you to share yours, or to listen more often. Because behind every Insta-perfect snapshot often lies a hidden vulnerability which we could learn from.